USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat doesn't expect any major breakthroughs in talks with Russia this week.
If we're actually going to make progress in these talks, but I don't think we're going to see any breakthroughs next week, we're going to listen to their concerns, they'll listen to our concerns, and we'll see if there are grounds for progress.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying the situation with Russia is unlikely to change in the imminent future as they hold what he calls a gun to the head of Ukraine. The California Department of Public Health is issuing new guidance that allows healthcare networks to enable COVID-19 positive employees to keep working if they don't show any symptoms. Healthcare workers in the state now don't have to isolate or show any negative COVID-19 test, the guidance saying, before coming back to work if they are asymptomatic. USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
School's still not in session for Chicago students.
Chicago teachers are still battling with the Democratic mayor over distance learning during the COVID-19 surge in the Windy City. The Chicago Teachers Union wants to continue remote learning classes through mid-January because of it, but Chicago's mayor Lightfoot has already shut down the idea. She says the best, safest place for kids is to be in school. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 9 children are believed to be among the 19 people dead in a Bronx apartment building fire. The 5-alarm blaze starting in a 19-story high-rise building in New York on Sunday. More than 60 people were injured in the building, including more than 30 who went to the hospital. Mayor Eric Adams calling it one of the worst fires witnessed in modern times in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg is defending his prosecutorial policies just a few days into his term. Critics argue his hands-off policies on prosecuting lower-level crimes will put residents and police officers at risk. National Fraternal Order of Police Vice President John Gamaldi claims Bragg is just a puppet for progressive Democrats who want to change the criminal justice system.
They're demonizing law enforcement, and what they're really doing is placing criminals over law-abiding, good citizens out there.
Right.
I'll tell you, what this DA is really showing the community, that he doesn't give a damn about the community, only cares about his ideology.
Bragg argues his policies will focus more on violent criminals and help keep New York City residents safe. Even with new mandates in place, a popular event will still take place in Washington, D.C.
March for Life organizers said the event will proceed as planned. The 49th annual March for Life will take place days after the D.C. vaccination mandate kicks in. The March for Life will modify some of its indoor events due to the new COVID-19 regulations. The March for Life, set for January 21st, is a massive pro-life demonstration that's followed the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.